Jag älskar träning. Jag är ingen sån där som springer mot klockan eller som vill lyfta bara tyngre och tyngre hela tiden. Och jag mäter heller inte resultatet i spegeln. För mig handlar träning om vad den gör med mitt psyke. Jag känner mig nöjd, glad och levande när jag har tränat. Och jag är så lättad att de här endorfinerna... Och jag är så lättad att de här endorfinerna har samma direkteffekt även under graviditeten. Idag har Anna och Sofie tagit poddledigt för att vi ska kunna ge extra mycket utrymme och tid åt gravid- och mammaträningsspecialisten Courtney Landin. För jag är ju nu i vecka 10 och har så smått börjat träna igen i takt med att illamåendet inte är lika illa. Du lyssnar till Gravid vecka för vecka med mig, Karin Bülow-Borg. Välkommen, Courtney.
Hej, thanks for having me again.
Det är ju så kul att du är här. Jag ska säga till lyssnarna direkt att vi kommer att mixa engelska och svenska, eller hur?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, så du fattar svenska, jag kommer prata svenska men du svarar på engelska.
Yes, exactly.
För du är amerikan.
I am born and raised, yeah. But I've been here now in Sweden for, gosh, 9 years, which is embarrassing that I still don't speak Swedish, but...
Fast du pratar ju svenska, men det kanske är, liksom, går snabbare och smidigare på, på engelska. Yeah. Men jag tänker, jag ska säga direkt till dig som lyssnar att jag och Courtney, vi känner varandra sedan tidigare, att vi har skrivit en träningsbok som heter Gravidstyrka ihop. Och där är Courtney experten och jag är försökskaninen om man säger så. Eller, nej, men du var i alla fall min PT när jag var gravid för andra gången. Och den liksom träningsresan som vi hade tillsammans, det blev gravidstyrka helt enkelt.
Ja, yeah, exactly, pretty much.
Vi ville liksom samma sak. Vi brinner väl för det här med kvinnohälsa, båda två.
Mm-hmm. That is why I do what I do. So women have more information.
Därför du lever ditt liv med träning. Ja. Men du är ju här idag för att hjälpa mig och våra lyssnare att komma igång med gravidträningen, eller hur?
Yeah, exactly. And you're in week 10 now, correct?
Yes, eller ja, det är jag. Så att nu, precis som jag sa där i introt, så känner jag liksom att illamåendet som har varit så här förlamande, det börjar lätta mer och mer. Jag kan kontrollera det mer genom vad jag äter och hur ofta jag äter och vilket intervall och sådär. Och då känner jag att ja, men nu har liksom energin inte kommit tillbaka, men jag har i alla fall ett... Ja, jag är inte i samma liksom så här, ligga i sängen hela tiden och bara vilja...
You see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Exakt,
so to speak.
Så, yeah. Precis. Mm-hmm. Ja. Så nu har jag varit ute och joggat 2 gånger den senaste veckan. Det är ju korta turer och det är långsamt och sådär, men det är så himla härligt att få känna lite endorfiner.
Ja.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, gud. Senast var igår och jag sprang i skogen och det var så här, eller joggade, lufsade i skogen och det var så härligt. Det var som att, så här, att man kan få lov att existera lite igen. Väldigt skönt. Väldigt skönt.
Yeah, training's the best.
Mm. Mm.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hur är din dagsform? Hur mår du?
Okay, you know, honestly, I haven't been training as much as I would like to. I've been working a bit too much, so my life work balance is a little off at the moment, but that's, you know, how it goes during busy times. And, you know, I think it's funny that we're going to be talking about like starting back up into training, just because it's everyone goes through these phases, pregnant or not, right? So this will be an interesting talk.
Men det där är så galet. Man förstår ju att alla människor är människor. Men jag blir så här, va? Har Courtney inte tränat lika mycket som hon vill? Åh, herregud, vad konstigt. Alltså, hon är ju en övermänniska. Yeah. Alltså, men man
tänker
inte...
I live at the gym. I mean, I literally live at the gym. But, I mean, you know, my job is no different from everyone else's, where it's like, you know, some days you literally just don't have the time. And I try to get my 5 minutes in, even if I don't have time. But then there's other days where, you know, it's just like mentally, you just don't even have that extra to give, you know?
Men det är ju bra på något sätt, för då har ju du också den där grundförståelsen för alla som du möter i ditt jobb som har svårt med motivationen ibland och med tiden och få in det i sina liv, liksom, träningen.
Ja, yeah, precisely.
Men du, jag tänkte så här, vi ska ju prata då om att kicka igång gravidträningen, och om man generaliserar så kan man ju säga att det finns tre olika kategorier gravida när det gäller träning. Först kanske de som tränade regelbundet innan de blev med barn och sen bara fortsätter att köra på som vanligt. Att de inte känner av några gravidsymptom direkt och att de liksom, ja, de bara kör liksom. Och så finns det de som är ovana vid att träna, men som kanske ändå vill börja röra på sig, eftersom ja, det finns ju så himla mycket så här forskning och fakta liksom om träningens positiva effekter på graviditeten, så man kanske känner att så här, men nu vill jag för första gången så här, nu känner jag mig motiverad ordentligt för första gången i mitt liv att så här, börja träna. Och sen en tredje då kategori, det är väl sådana som jag, en så här stadig motionär som legat liksom stilla i snart 2 månader på grund av illamående, och jag har liksom känt hur kroppen så här försvagas för varje vecka som gått, men nu börjar jag ändå komma ut på andra sidan av första trimestern och orken börjar så här smått komma tillbaka. Och jag tänker att det är de 2 sista kategorierna som vi ska hjälpa på traven idag, eller hur? För den där första som bara kör på och bara tränar, hon kanske inte behöver vår hjälp redan.
No, not exactly.
Nej.
And you know, that's the category that's just, gosh, they're lucky.
Yeah. Ja, verkligen. Tänk, alltså jag har en sån kompis, eller jag har nog några kompisar, inte jättemånga, men några som verkligen inte märker att de är gravida. Alltså de märker det för att de tar gravtest, men utöver det, de jobbar på som vanligt och de bara kör liksom.
I've had many clients like that. And I'm just like, wow, that's amazing.
Tänk att kvinnokroppen, att den reagerar så olika.
Yeah.
Att det är så individuellt, alltså, vad man klarar och inte klarar.
Yeah, no, exactly. I think pregnancy is such an interesting topic because, I mean, there's a general, you know, like you might feel these symptoms and majority of women feel this, but then there's like everyone that falls on both sides of those, you know, categories. So yeah, I think it's such an interesting topic.
Ja, verkligen. Men du vet ju, eftersom vi har följt så att liksom, jag har ju aldrig kunnat träna de första månaderna av mina graviditeter, utan jag har ju kommit igång runt vecka 12. Är det vanligt, skulle du säga?
Very, very normal, yes. That, I mean, there's people who don't want to work out just because they're a little bit nervous during that time. You know, they don't want to do anything different to their bodies or maybe push their bodies a bit more. And then there's just the physical not, literally just not being able to do it just because you feel so sick or just not feeling well. Have no energy, you know, things like that.
Jag känner igen mig. Vi kickar igång liksom direkt med konkreta tips, tycker jag. Så här, vad är dina bästa komma igång tips runt liksom, ja, men vecka 10, 11, 12 för någon som antingen legat på soffan ett tag då på grund av illamående eller något annat, eller som aldrig har tränat tidigare?
it's more about just starting slow. So I think sometimes when people think, oh, I have to go to the gym and then spend an hour there, you know, I mean, that's like, for some, that's, you know, a dream and amazing. Like, mm-hmm. I would love to do that. But I know for others, it's like, what? I don't even know what to do for an hour. So I would suggest like starting slow. So maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes of just moving at home.
Okay.
You know, doing some squats.
Knabe.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, maybe some push-ups, but against a wall. You know, just to like start moving the body. Because once the body starts getting those like amazing endorphins in it, then your body wants to do it more after that. So, you know, just testing to see how you feel. But I mean, of course, like I know you love to train.
Yeah.
So you could start doing more, you know, you don't have to just start with, you know, some squats or some push-ups or something like that. Mm. So, you know, it depends on if you want to be at the gym. You know, if you're going to the gym, you could do some, you know, lighter weights or maybe even like a gummy band or even like some machines. Mm. But if you're not going to the gym, I would suggest, like, I love gummy band. Like they're great because you can have a lot of resistance or a little resistance, but still get a really good workout in.
For example, if we look at my training like experience, then I've been training mm-hmm. all spring, like I've been dancing and outdoor training, like almost like the, I think most people recognize it like a little bit of like army training outdoor mm-hmm. kind of training,
like boot camp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like twice a week and dancing once a week, and then I was biking back and forth to work every day. So that was,
and that's a lot of activity.
Why am I speaking English?
I don't know. I thought that too.
That's so funny. Okay, jag tar det på svenska igen. Gud vad roligt. Och sen när jag så här cykelpendlat två, då är det en mil ena hållet och en mil och andra. Så jag har verkligen hållit igång den här våren. Och sen kom liksom graviditeten och så bara bang, ingenting. Mm-hmm. Men jag har ju ändå den här liksom grundkärleken till träningen och vill träna mm-hmm. så här. Så hur skulle liksom ett veckoupplägg se ut för någon som mig?
In your case, like I wouldn't start right away with everything, but almost. I mean, quite honestly, you know, because I know how like you like to train and you feel better when you do that. And you know how your body feels. So, I mean, maybe I wouldn't have you be doing, you know, 3 workouts, you know, a week, but you start with at least 2, you know, and start riding your bike again and things like that. So, I mean, when you've already been training, the body comes back quite quickly, you know, and it loves doing it, you know, and it feels good doing it. So I don't see anything wrong with kind of starting right very close to where you were before.
Så om jag känner liksom den här glädjen och entusiasmen och mm-hmm. endorfinerna och alltihopa så här, då kan jag göra de här grejerna som jag
definitely.
Som jag sa.
Ja. Definitely.
Men rent fysiologiskt, Courtney, finns det någon träningsform eller någon övning som man inte ska göra under första trimestern om vi räknar fram till vecka 12?
You know, from what like research shows, no. I mean, there's nothing that we know that you shouldn't do. I know during this time, and you know, again, this is something that like I think in the years coming, I hope that we find a lot more about this. But at the moment, I mean, the old advice was rest, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and I even had a client last week that she was in week 20 and her barn mushka had even said, oh, just enjoy this time. You get to just relax, you know, and you're just like, oh my gosh, how is this still being told to people? Mm. But, you know, the body feels good with training. I mean, training is literally the best medicine we can give our bodies. There is nothing wrong with training. I mean, the only thing to watch out for is just not going too hard. But at the same time, it's such an individual thing because, I mean, women still do CrossFit, you know, and they're pushing their bodies hard. I know elite athletes now that are still training during their pregnancy. I mean, so it really is an individual thing. So there's not like a, I mean, I hate saying this, but there's not a clear answer for that.
Men när det kommer övningsmässigt då, till exempel det här med att träna magen, göra sit-ups och sånt, kan man fortsätta
det? You can still do pretty much every single thing you want to be doing. Even during the time. I mean, I don't think personally, just in general, sit-ups are the best exercise anyways, even for non-pregnant women. So I wouldn't really recommend sit-ups anyways. But if you've already been doing them, your body's used to doing it, and I mean, obviously it's not going to be such a big deal.
Nej.
Just yet.
Men vilken vecka ungefär, eller när i graviditeten börjar livmodern vara så stor att den liksom påverkar vad man kan göra för träning i bålen och coren?
You know, again, this is such an individual thing. But generally, you know, it's around, I mean, again, it depends on how the woman's carrying. Some women carry, like they show quite early in their pregnancy, and some show, you know, I had one client that was in like week 30 and I was like, God, are you sure you're pregnant? You know, I mean, I didn't say that obviously, but you know, like I was thinking that because her stomach was so small still, and she was able to, you know, use her core just like normal. I mean, it was amazing. Mm. So again, it is very individual, but, and this is why I work with women, because I want women to start learning their body, because this general information that we're given right now doesn't apply to everyone. So it's really about learning your body. So let's say, you know, like last week I had a client who was in week 20 and her core just didn't function correctly, but she was doing sit-ups. And so like, I wouldn't suggest her doing sit-ups, even though like her stomach wasn't, you know, very big or anything, but I wouldn't suggest that as an exercise for her to be doing, because the reason is because like those two long muscles in the front, were starting to get a little separated. But the more important thing to think about was that there was actually like the pressure from her doing those sit-ups was causing a little bit of it to cause like not a pyramid, but kind of, you know, so it kind of like would stick out between those muscles. And that's the kind of pressure we want to try to avoid in the core. So kind of tracking back again to like what your original question was that it really depends. And so like if a woman can activate her core correctly and not have maybe anything stick out or like pressure on the pelvic floor, then there's so much that a woman can still be doing.
Mm. Men vi måste ju prata om konditionen. För när du säger så här, ja nej, men cykelpendla till jobbet och vara med på den här skogsträningen och dansen och så här, då tänker jag så här att jag jättegärna skulle vilja det. Men att konditionen, alltså att man får sån, alltså att man har så mycket blod i kroppen och att man känner, man blir mycket mer sliten, eller hur?
Yes, so actually women have a higher lung capacity when they're pregnant, but it doesn't feel that way. It feels the opposite, but we actually have a higher lung capacity during that time. But yeah, I mean, a lot of the reason is because, yeah, we have more blood circulating in our bodies. Our bodies are having to work harder. Our heart rate can rise faster just because of the extra blood. So there's many reasons why, you know, it feels like you can't breathe, but there's no danger in that. There's been past advice that says don't increase the heart rate up to or past 140. Again, that has been kind of, that's like old research now. Okay. You can raise your heart rate above that. What's not suggested is maybe being out of breath where it's like you can't talk. But again, this, you know, like now that we're having women do CrossFit during their pregnancies, there's plenty of women that are doing that too. So, you know, like I think this is a little bit of a gray area. I'm not saying that like everyone should go out and like push themselves super hard. You have to pay attention to how your body feels, right? So I think the best recommendation is kind of like the talk test. You know, can you talk and still have like a fairly comfortable conversation? Then that's where you should be generally, like in your training. I like to recommend women to do training enough where it's like they're ending their training where they still feel like, no, I can still push a bit more. Like stop right at that point where it's like, okay, I still have enough energy. I still feel good. I feel like I want to do just a little bit more, but now I'm going to stop. Mm. Does that make sense?
Ja, alltså jag är så pumpad nu, Courtney. Jag vill bara att det ska gå någon vecka till, för att jag känner mig fortfarande väldigt så här påverkad av illamåendet och så. Jag vill bara så här att någon vecka till, och sen vill jag bara, jag vill bara tillbaka till dansstudion, och jag vill bara ut i skogen och det bara,
do it.
Det ska bli så härligt.
Yeah, I mean, I think like women have been really scared just because we haven't had this research before. Mm. And women have been really scared to, you know, do things, and we've been told not to do things, and the reason is because no one's known. Mm. You know, now we know. Now we know so much more. I mean, like, there's one doctor who's done a ton of research, and this goes back all the way to the 1980s. So, I mean, this is like 40 years old, and he's continued to do research. So it's been amazing that we have all of this information. I just don't understand why it's not more known. You know, that training benefits the woman, training benefits the baby. Why aren't we doing more of it?
Men det är intressant, Courtney, för att mamma, hon födde barn på 70- och 80-talet i Sverige. Och när när hon skulle flytta från sitt hus och vi skulle tömma det, så gick vi igenom alla hennes gamla papper och sådär. Mm-hmm. Och hittade hennes gamla MVC-papper som mm-hmm. hon fick på mödravården på 70- och 80-talet.
Cool.
Och hon fick broschyrer med gravidträning.
Wow!
Ja, alltså på riktigt.
I would love to see those. That's amazing.
Jag har sparat dem, så du kan få se dem.
Yeah, what was in it?
Träning. Alltså göra övningar, ja. Alltså det här
bör
vi göra.
Then why are we still being told to like just go swimming and just take walks, do some yoga and take it easy? Like why? Ja. I think a lot of it does come down to personal opinion. I mean, to be fully honest, I think there are some women who don't like to train, and well, women, men too, I mean, obviously, but like midwives or barnmorska, maybe they don't think that's something to do, but you know, I think it really can come down to just like personal opinion.
Men också är det ju så att barnmorskorna följer ju liksom en strikt så här, det här ska du informera kvinnorna om i olika veckor, och då tycker jag att det är intressant att på liksom 70 och i början av 80-talet så fanns det liksom en del av det informationsbasprogrammet var liksom att ge information om träning under graviditeten, medan nu är det inte det längre. Så man undrar ju varför det har fallit bort liksom.
Exactly, why has this fallen away? Mm.
Ja. Yeah. Men jag ska visa dig dem nästa gång vi ses.
Yes. Oh, that'd be so cool.
De är väldigt fina, för de är så illustrerade med så 70-tals ritningar liksom. Det är väldigt väldigt tidsanpassat så där, eller tidspräglat. Men du, en sak då, när man är gravid och tränar och får lite ont. Mm-hmm. Ska man liksom lägga av då, vila, eller liksom ska man fortsätta om man liksom känner att så här, det här kanske inte är en dålig smärta? Alltså, förstår du? För ibland får man ju ont när man tränar. Vad är liksom en dålig smärta när man är gravid?
I mean, again, you know, it depends. I hate saying that, but I mean, it really depends. I mean, like, things are so individual. So if you've been training for a while and maybe it's, you know, you're used to feeling a certain pain, you know, maybe a little stab in the side where, you know, you just, that's maybe a normal pain occasionally, you know, but I mean, generally when pregnant, I would always advise, you know, if it's something that you're unsure about, obviously stop, you know, stop training, maybe give yourself a couple days, maybe try again, you know, if you feel like, okay, well, I'm feeling better, you know, I don't feel anything, I'm gonna try again, you know. But if you keep getting a certain pain, obviously go see your, you know, doctor or barnmorska. But I mean, generally there are going to be new aches and pains in the body. You know, the hips are going to be widening a bit, the ligaments are loosening, so there are going to be a lot of new pains when training. I've heard people say ankles hurt, knees hurt, things like that. So again, it's just, you know, maybe don't do as intense, take it a little easier if you're feeling a pain like that. So, I mean, like, you know, the normal advice, like if you're feeling unsure about a movement. Obviously, like if you start, you know, bleeding, if you're having serious cramps, things like that, you know, like then I would recommend stopping training and obviously seeing a doctor right away.
Men det känns som att ditt mantra är ju mycket så här, lyssna på kroppen.
Yes. Yes. Listen to your body. I mean, yeah. I feel like we're just so out of touch with our bodies these days, you know? We don't listen enough to our bodies. You know, I did it this week. You know, I was tired. I just had so much work to do, but I just had to push through. And sometimes you have to, right? Sometimes you have to do that just to like, okay, it's a very short temporary thing, you know, just get through that. But majority of the time it's like, okay, I don't feel like training today. Okay, then don't do that. Rest. Try again tomorrow. You know, I mean, like, just tap into what your body's feeling a little bit more.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Men vi har ju pratat om så här trötthet under första tiden och vi har pratat om illamående och så. Men någonting som är väldigt vanligt som du precis nämnde, det är ju det här med foglossning. Mm. Vad skulle ditt råd vara till den som lyssnar som har problem med foglossning redan så här tidigt i graviditeten? Ska den personen träna eller inte?
Oh gosh, yes. Oh my gosh, yes. So like foglossning, majority of the time it is pain because the hormone relaxins in the body and it's loosening up those ligaments and joints. So, you know, training may not make everything go away. I don't want to like false advertise training and be like, just do this and your everything's going to be amazing, because that's, you know, obviously not the case, but it can help a lot. And, you know, maybe even if it doesn't make the pain go away, what you're doing is helping your body strengthen the muscles so that you're not just relying on your joints and your bones to be, you know, making movements and everything. So I always recommend, I mean, you know, belly breathing is like the ground of everything I do, because that's what's helping stabilize our entire body. You know, like that's, when we walk, we're using our core. When we're lifting somewhere, we're using our core. We use our core every second of the day, pretty much. Mm. So belly breathing, which is, you know, a type of core training, and also pelvic floor training, but also doing little movements. Like I remember in your training that we did before in the gym, you know, I had you sit on a ball and you did small movements like rolling the hips in circles or maybe even making figures, figure eights, side to side, front and back. So those little movements like that will help strengthen up those smaller muscle groups within the pelvis. Then there's other exercises that you can do, like being on all fours and, you know, doing, well, cat and cows are amazing. Those are always great to do. But also doing like what I call donkey hydrants. And so a donkey hydrant is where you're doing like a donkey kick back, you know, like you're on all fours and then you're kicking your like 1 foot up and back and then you're coming down and then you're lifting the leg out slightly to the side. So those are going to be small movements too that help strengthen up the hip area. And also, of course, nice for the bum.
Ja, men förutom det här med att man kan lindra foglossning och så finns det ju så många positiva effekter av att träna under graviditeten. Kan du inte, och både för bebis och mamma, liksom, kan du inte berätta några av de här?
Yeah. And again, this is based off research. It you know, like I've seen a last couple of some people that I've trained with too. They've had a little bit tougher labor. So I don't want to say that like training is going to take everything away. You know, like obviously there are many factors that go into birth, okay? Mm. So I don't want people to think I train and everything's going to be like a breeze, right? But the more that you train your body, the better you are prepared for this. So what research has shown is that women who train during pregnancy, they have like easier labors, decreased need to like induce labor. They have reduced need for pain relief. There's lower surgical interventions. And what that means is like less or fewer C-sections, fewer episiotomies. That's where they like they have to make like a cut or something. Like in the birthing area. Mm. There's usually less time spent in labor. The woman recovers faster after giving birth. There's less unneeded weight gain, which is important during pregnancy. There's less like gestational diabetes. The list goes on. I mean, I could continue naming off lots of things, but I mean, in general, I mean, training is just an amazing tool for our body. I mean, it's just, it really is amazing. And I always come back to like, whenever I get really, you know, I hate to say this, but whenever I get tired of doing my job, which yes, it happens, everyone gets there, right? You know, cause you know, just overwork. But I always come back to like, okay, well, what do I want to do? I'm doing what I want to do because this isn't like training is amazing. It makes everyone feel so good. So those are just some of the things that like for the pregnant woman that she benefits. But I mean, the one thing that really gets me going with pregnancy training is the benefit that it gives the baby. Because we don't think about that like that much when we're pregnant, we're training, we're like, oh, we're, you know, we're taking care of ourselves, right? Which is great. Mm. But we're actually benefiting the baby more than you even know. So the studies that were done was that the baby was able to handle birth better because they were already technically like their body was trained. You know, stress. Yeah. I mean, stress or training is a stress on the body, right? And if we do it in the right way, we increase our ability to handle stress, both training physically and also mentally wise. Like training is an amazing mental tool. So, so the babies were able to handle the birthing stress. And actually birth is the most stressful event in our entire lives. Can you believe that? Like, we've already been through the most stressful thing in our entire lives. So think when you're stressed next time, you're like, okay, I've already been through like the most.
Det är inte som att födas i alla fall. Yeah,
exactly. So training is amazing for the baby. So, you know, there's many benefits, again, for the baby. But what the coolest thing is that the researchers followed these babies throughout their life. So after 1 year of age, the women who had been exercising, the babies were able to do better on intelligence tests. So they were physically stronger and they were slightly more intelligent as well. Then 5 years later, they did tests again and they were tested higher in intelligence, in language skills, in physical like controls. And it was, I mean, just in general, the baby was healthier. Mm. Then they followed them like throughout their entire year. Again, this is a 40-year-old study. So I mean, like this has been amazing. So babies that had been trained during pregnancy, basically, they had a lifelong benefit. They had a reduced risk of cardiovascular diseases, metabolic diseases. They generally just were more fit in their whole life.
Man kan ju föreställa sig också att de då föds in i en familj där åtminstone mamman är väldigt aktiv.
Och att det fortsätter, liksom,
den livsstilen.
Yeah, but and that was actually brought up in one of my courses recently. And that was, you know, really interesting point. And I totally agreed with that. But at the same time, even if the child, like, yes, generally, like, the family is probably more active in general. But even if the child didn't end up being as active maybe as the parents, they still benefited from these benefits.
Mm, yeah.
Better word. Yeah, they benefited from the benefits.
They benefited from the training, from the positive
exactly,
effects.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So it was, it's just really interesting. And this is the thing that, like, gets me going, because I'm like, why in this day and age, when all we talk about is, like, we have more obesity, more rates of being overweight, are, you know, like, we're not moving enough.
So why
aren't we talking about this? Why isn't this, like, the first line of defense that we start in our lives?
Ja, men precis. You know? Det borde ju vara redan på inskrivningssamtalet på barnmorske.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think this just isn't, it's just not out there enough.
Men Courtney, en annan sak som ofta kommer upp, och du nämnde det lite kort, det där med oron under första trimestern, det är ju det här med missfall. Och då måste jag ställa liksom konkret och tydlig fråga så här: ökar man risken för missfall om man tränar i första trimestern?
Not that's shown. Like, there's no research that shows that no, we shouldn't be doing anything during that first trimester. Again, you know, research might change, but not that's clearly shown. No. So I would say, you know, like, it's not, I mean, obviously do whatever's, you know, comfortable for your body during pregnancy, but, and for some, it may feel better to just rest, you know, during that time, you know? But again, not anything that's shown clearly in research that's like, no, we shouldn't be doing anything during the first trimester.
Så man kan träna med gott samvete?
Yes.
Jag tänkte så här, att för den som lyssnar nu, alltså, vi följer ju min graviditet vecka för vecka, men det är ju inte säkert att de är just i vecka 10. Så jag tänker, om man är i andra eller tredje trimestern men inte har kommit igång med träningen, är det för sent att börja gravidträna då?
Never. It's never too late. Never. No, I mean, like, even just one training a week will still give you a benefit. So it's never too late to begin. Never.
Men om man har frågor till dig då, Courtney, om man undrar något specifikt, eller om man vill träna med dig, eller om man vill ingå i någon PT, liksom, gravidgrupp som du har, så här, vad gör man?
Okay, well, I mean, quite honestly, my in-person schedule is quite booked.
Du är så poppis.
It's a little busy at the moment. Well, it always has been busy, but yeah, it's very busy now. But I do have pregnancy training small groups. So I'll be starting those. Those are kind of like going on an ongoing basis. So you can either find information at pulseochtraining.se. But we are, it's a little confusing at the moment. But yes, you can go to pulseochtraining.se. And then I do training at Årsta Torg. So that's where people can find me.
So Årsta in Stockholm.
Yes, Årsta in Stockholm, yes. So you can find me there. I'm also working on, so I have an online training app that I work with. I haven't fully put in all my pregnancy and mama training, but I am working on it. So very soon, people will also be able to do pregnancy training with me online. And I also do video consults, because I know not everybody's in Stockholm. So just even this past week, I did a video consult with someone. So we went through some exercises and like, you know, how to use the core, how to check her core, things like that. So people can always you know, book a video call as well. If you're interested in doing that, people can find me either on livinghealthyhappy.com, or I'm on Instagram under that name as well, or of course under Gravid Styrka, the book, and you can always send us messages there as well.
Ja, för att mycket av det vi har pratat om idag finns ju i vår bok Gravid Styrka.
Yes. Yeah. And the book, I mean, my gosh, if I can't work with everyone in person, and the book, I mean, this is what we put together so that women could feel comfortable doing what they want to be doing. So, I mean, the book is the best resource. It has the most information that I could possibly give to anyone, you know? So yeah, I mean, the book is kind of what, yeah, we wanted to spread the knowledge.
För det jag känner med gravidstyrka är ju att det är inte bara en träningsbok med så här är tränings... instruktioner, liksom, träningsprogram, utan det är ju mycket fakta om vad som händer i kroppen när man väntar barn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the biggest thing within the book and like with what I teach in general is learning how to use the core. Because once a woman uses the core correctly, like especially during pregnancy, she can do whatever she wants almost. I mean, I had someone who was still wanting to do CrossFit. I taught her how to use her core and what to think about. And, you know, she's going to go off and feel comfortable doing what she still loves to do. So, like, within the book, you know, we talk a lot about belly breathing and using the core. And every exercise is kind of explained in a way to, here's what you want to think about during this movement. And it really all comes down to learning how to use the core.
Mm. Men man kan liksom träna på vilken nivå som helst egentligen.
Yes, yes. You know, train however... feels good for your body.
Mm.
Yeah, there's really, like, I hate to say it, but there's really no general, like, this is what everyone should do during pregnancy. You know, like, there's so many, you can still do the things that you love to do.
Men det som vi har listat i boken, det är ju sån träning som är säker för alla.
Yes, definitely. And there's different levels too. Mm. You know, so like if you are starting off new, there's level one. If you want to go a little bit more intense, there's level three. You know, so like there's different options you can choose too. Or even if you're like, hey, I'm not feeling like a level three today. What can I do to be, you know, a little bit less in this exercise? And, you know, choosing a different level for that too.
Mm. Och Courtney, du har en överraskning till våra lyssnare.
Yes. So they can get 15% off of our book if they go to pug.se and then they can use the code gravidpuls.
Okay.
So 15% off.
Pug.se, det är alltså vårt förlag, pug.se. Mm-hmm. Och sen gravidpuls.
Yes, gravidpuls.
Grymt, 15% rabatt på boken om ni är intresserade av den. Och Courtney, jag tänkte att vi skulle wrap it up nu. Och, men att du ska komma tillbaka och prata om träning i mitten av graviditeten sen.
Mm-hmm.
Och även i slutet av graviditeten. För att du jobbar ju mycket med förlossningsförberedande träning också.
Yes, I love it. I love getting women prepared for birth.
Mm. Och det gjorde du ju med mig, så jag har ju också erfarenheten av det. Så vi har massor att prata om. Men ja, nu tycker jag vi har liksom täckt det mesta om träning under första trimestern, eller hur?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. And I hope people feel comfortable continuing doing what they enjoy doing after hearing this.
Eller att börja på något helt nytt.
Yeah, yep.
För det funkar ju egentligen att bara dra igång med lite promenader och lite lätta övningar, eller hur?
Mm, definitely, yeah. I mean, of course, that's always a place to start.
Mm. Tack så mycket, Courtney, för att du var med i Gravid vecka för vecka.
Thanks so much for having me again and look forward to the coming episodes.
Och i höst så kommer ni också kunna följa min gravidträning på Gravidstyrka The Book på Instagram, och där ger Courtney också massa säkra träningstips för gravida, och du kan se flera klipp där hon djupare förklarar det här med magandning som hon pratar om, så där kan ni få liksom en ingående genomgång av hur ni kontrollerar er core under graviditeten. Nästa vecka är Anna och Sofie tillbaka, och glöm inte att prenumerera på podden så missar du inga avsnitt. Producent för dagens program var Alma Shapiro, och gästade oss gjorde alltså gravid- och mammaträningsspecialisten Courtney Landin, och jag heter Karin Bylov-Orje.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.